Devon Bailey's family and supporters have been pushing for an independent investigation into his death. He was shot in the back while running from police in Colorado Springs in August. As part of our ongoing series, When You Look at a Gun, What Do You See?, Guns in America reporter Lee Patterson has this profile from the neighborhood where it happened. And a warning for listeners, this story includes the sound of gunshots.
What's this neighborhood called?
K-Land. Kmart Land.
Because there used to be a Kmart nearby, Dee Smith explains. He grew up here, loves the neighborhood. Dee's somebody who knows everybody. That's why he's showing me around.
This spot right here, that's where he was laying.
We pull up on a quiet residential corner. In the middle of the street, there are dark stains on the asphalt. Devon is written in purple. There's a memorial, some crosses, lots of flowers and candles. Dee didn't know Devon, but knows his family and says he was angry when he heard that Devon had been shot. Now, standing here, he's kind of speechless.
Because then you just imagine it could be me, could be my nephews, somebody else, friends that I know that's from the neighborhood, people I don't know. Just the fact that it's from here, I was born and raised out here, it has a little different meaning for me. I don't know. I just don't believe that the police should be killing people. They're supposed to protect and serve. And
Colorado Springs 911, what's the location of that emergency?
It all started on August 3rd with a report of a robbery in the area involving a gun.
Hey guys, can I talk to you a sec?
Body cam video shows police stopping two young men, Devon Bailey and his cousin.
So we got a report of two people, similar descriptions, possibly having a gun, all right? So don't reach for your waist. We're going to just
an officer approaches from behind. Devon turns, runs, and is shot four times.
Get your hands up! Get your hands up!
On the ground, police handcuff him. They cut off his shorts to remove something that looks like a gun from between his legs. The Colorado Springs Police Department can't comment on any of this because the incident is under investigation. These types of homicides happen. From 2010 to 2018, in Colorado, law enforcement agencies reported 352 officer-involved shooting incidents. Of the civilians involved, around a third were wounded and half were killed. That's 185 people who died.
In my experience, guns are everywhere. Everybody I know got a gun, even when I was younger.
Dee Smith says that white kids had guns, black kids had guns, not because of any real need, he says, but because kids thought guns were cool.
When you look at a gun, what do you see?
Immediately, anybody, I don't care who you are, if a gun's pointed at you, you fear. It's always dangerous whenever a gun's pointed, but how I feel about it is a whole lot different if it's pointed at me than if it's pointed somewhere else.
2 years ago, Dee says that he had a gun pointed right at him.
It was about 2 years ago. My car got stolen.
But that's not where the gun shows up. Dee gets the car back, but the tires were damaged. So one night he says he and his dad are outside working on the car. It's winter, it's dark.
And the police rolled up on me and my dad while we were changing the tires. They already had their guns drawn, and I'm down. And I stand up and turn around, and the gun was pointed in my face.
The way Dee tells it, there's yelling. The officer is calling his dad a liar. He's yelling back, saying, "This is our car." Eventually, Dee's dad just stops talking. The officer gets a radio call that confirms this really is their car, and the officers leave. Dee says that his family never filed any sort of complaint, didn't think it would do any good. His mom did confirm hearing about the incident with police. His dad didn't return calls for comment. The Colorado Springs Police Department says that they do keep records of any time an officer points their gun at someone, and they have no record of this incident. Dee helps run a weekly mentorship group for boys. They talk about life skills, how to manage your money, tie a tie, deal with peer pressure. Tonight, it's at a barbershop. They're getting a music lesson from a DJ.
We turn it up. Now we can hear it.
So I went outside to talk with one of the boys, 13-year-old Tyson McKenzie.
I come to this group mostly to help other kids, but there's some things that I learned that I didn't even know. And we talk about touchy subjects such as this, like the police brutality and stuff like that.
Tyson says he was scared when he was watching the news and heard what happened to Devon Bailey. But he also feels that the police are there to protect him. He's young, and coming to this group helps him work things out.
My voice can be heard, and we can share our opinions with each other. Yeah, because we don't judge each other. Even if one of us has to cry, we all talk about it and we fix each other.
Dee and Prentice Wilson, the guy who started the group, haven't decided how they're going to talk about Devon Bailey yet. But earlier in the day, when Dee and I were driving back from the memorial, he did bring this up.
You know what? When I talked to you on the phone, I told you I ain't never had no good experience with the police, and that wasn't all the way true.
The bright spot? The Police Athletic League.
That was the best thing that ever happened to this neighborhood.
Years ago, Dee played baseball and football in the league. The program's no longer in operation in Colorado Springs, but back then, police coached and managed the teams.
Now they're getting to know us. So now instead of them pulling their guns out on us, they calling us by name and telling us, "What are you, come here. Don't you run." That's the type of things that they need to bring back there, because if they don't, there's no way of mending nothing together with no two people that are too different.
Dee Smith sees the Devon Bailey incident in personal terms, as something really serious that happened where he lives. At the state level, the Attorney General is holding community meetings on whether police need more training in racial bias. The FBI is reviewing the case for potential civil rights violations. For Guns and America, I'm Lee Patterson.